Well, let's find out. Somebody want to make some motion?
I'm Mr. Chairman. I'm going to retable. That would be a 450.
All right. Let's call it over.
No.
Let me just say this about that.
Let me make one thing clear.
Back of the book, usually means the songs that we're going to defer action on, and I would suggest you to.
That's
one more than it is. Yeah. Well, be it, Marv. Let's see if anybody else who wants to try and move the doctor. Adopt the members and how far the bill can get that way.
Yes, I will move that we adopt the amendment to the second amendment of 27771 and personally the third amendment suggested by the chair.
Amendments are not in the alternative, they do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that?
Last page.
All right.
Not Constitution amendment, I voted to see what the regular general election for today and confirmed that.
So your problem may be solved then by that.
Double position. One is to straighten out the question of the jury, the size of the jury, based on your proposed resolution, and then it would be on the ballot, and then say, okay, even if that passes, still we're waiting for the meeting, I think the year probably will be the budget day. But I don't think it's reflected on that particular issue. Except as it might, the philosophy of the jury is successful.
I think it's certainly, everybody knows it's not a personal problem.
Yeah.
And that's not at all by order of the people, but you're waiting on a special election, I think it's still, I mean, any kind of fault of the people. You know, but pave the way for a merger of one level.
You mean nobody's going to be working on that during the interim, or tell us the week?
It'll be on the ballot.
Jury question, right?
Yeah.
But not the other one, he says that they have a matter that comes before the circuit court must be done through indictment.
Oh, yeah.
Therefore, a traffic ticket missing is not going to be indicted. Ran before the circuit court, if any of them had a one level system. Maybe I'm on the wrong track. I'm in favor of a one level system, I'm with the one that they have, they're coming up.
I see. Well, that's the thing, if this isn't the way, the, I didn't think there was enough feeling in the committee for a one level system.
I do that, I think it's time to admit any progress towards a one level system.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
If this bill were to pass and to be put into effect, whereas, as I understand it, the district court becomes a court of record, that doesn't mean that anybody coming before the district court would have to be by indictment. They would still be in the district court.
No, there's no constitutional problem.
But the only constitutional problem about this one is the jury.
But by this bill, you see that the district court is separate from the second district.
Don't you think, once this were passed, if it ever got passed, that the next legislature, I mean, if it became effective, the 75 legislature would only then have to change the jurisdictional amount from the main jury court?
What's the effect of that?
Well, they become circuit courts.
That's the problem, they all become circuit courts, and we can't handle the traffic.
The judges and the courts and the family to be affected. This is the story hanging that we have you all these family together and make you think of it and make a determination. And I don't feel comfortable doing that. I don't think it's an orderly way to change the system.
Well, I'm not voting on for that sort of thing. I'm voting on to let the family have a couple of years to think about how they're going to fund it because I think it's a good deal.
One. This after, then at the next session, we have some solutions to some of the problems we can achieve with before it becomes effective.
You can. Yeah. You will. Not become effective until July 1, 1973. Okay, how about 1704? What do you want to do with that?
Is that related to what you're doing?
Well, they were here on 450, I believe.
I have asked and gotten permission to the Attorney General to have my friend Al Lally come and he can answer all the questions that have very succinctly. He's had all kinds of experience on both sides of the fence. And
Al Lally, I've been looking at him, sorry, I recognize him, but he's grown a bush.
He's also one of the leading legal spirits in the state.
He has a 0.15
Based upon the ventilator.
Yes, and I would suppose that in defense, if I were defending this case, or if I were advising a client that has been asked to take a ventilator, I would say, go out, go to the nearest hospital, get your blood drawn, and in defense, we can put in defense that your blood red is 0.08.
Not relevant, I would say.
Carl, I'll be attending the New York staff at the city calendar, and then two to the station. What happens is that the practical way it works, that you try to be picked up for driving under the influence, and the blood test shows that it's over 0.15, then you either go in by information and indictment, or just be arrested for that. Then you can ensure and challenge the malfunction of either the operator, the integrity of the operator, or the integrity of the machine.
For that, they call it an ambulance.
Well, let's see if you can go. I probably don't have.
subsequent
Anybody know where Thomas went?
No.
These are the only two amendments to the bill.
Well, while you're waiting, let me share with you a letter I got yesterday. It says, well, 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 never underestimate the power of the people. Our letters paid off and left you the laughing stock of Oregon, which, as far as I'm concerned, is 40 years late. I'm still laughing over that stupid tape I heard from your dumb, dumb lawyer. He must be more stupid than you. You seem a little late in contacting Mr. Collins. He invited you many times to be his guest. He has many legislators as guests on his program, but of course they have nothing to hide and are interested in the welfare of the people instead of their pocketbook. He has invited you many times to debate with any issue, not just DMSO. But no, you hide behind a lawyer's letter screaming, sue, sue, real big man, aren't you? Well, we won, and I just wrote a note to Dr. Charles Edward in Rockville, Maryland, gave him a big pat on the back from Oregon. And I'm going to write to Dr. Stanley Jacob and thank him for all his efforts in making this medication known to the public and getting it into doctor hands so we can buy it legally and not have to get it through horse doctor or the black market. No, I don't have arthritis, but I'm interested in the welfare of the people, and I am a taxpayer who is very disgusted with your attitude. Go back to your golf games and your crummy drinking friends, and we'll all remember it at the polls, P-O-L-E-S. This is the promise. Put that one in the file.
They're annoyed.
That's wonderful. George, do we have some 1100? Do we have some hand amendment or something, 1100? Well, what do we have that shows the amendments that the House made to 1100? Anything? Oh, we have some hand endorsed ones.
What do I have to do with
1100? Well, we have to decide whether or not to concur today.
Where is the bill? I know, but I mean the bill. But who's got the bill? So we can really see what the center is.
George just went out.
I don't know whether they did or not. I think you and I talked with the idea. Somebody told me that Randall Pittsburgh went over to the center and changed the way that he watched it. And now, as we do, we had a view by the Court of Appeals of the CDC. They told me that he stuck it into the circuit court. And he took out all the guidelines for the review of the CDC.
Wonder if you're getting the job.
It doesn't take a committee.
Did you see a temporary meeting on House Bill 1100? No, I was trying to find out, get a consensus of the group. Yeah, 1704. Yeah.
On page 173, there is another amendment that says this exclusion shall apply as of January 1965. What are they doing there?
They're doing a referendum.
On page 173, so 133, I think. That's the same time amendment found on page 95.
Not applicability of weight loss time in school.
Not applicability of weight loss time. And on 97, it does that same thing. Not on highway.
Yeah,
regulation.
Yeah, did you say that too, Lisa? What page is that?
97, I'm sorry. Well, I think it's right. On highway construction project.
I was trying to get all the Tony Curry. Good. Maybe tied up.
Okay. They are reinstating because they're deleting our amendment that's supposed to delete it. So they are reinstating having the funds to be in the field.
What's the gist of it? Can you boil it down to one line?
Including 483 for the support of two and the exception of the provision of the bill in the fight and cap laws will not be considered the introduction of evidence is the best unnecessary and the charitable fear of just by
government. Government and expensive.
I'll never be able to explain it. I'll read the
comments.
And then we'll see.
We'll wait till we're going to wait for one of the senators, Carson, and Curry to come down on 1100. So why don't we have Bob bring us up to date on 1704? No.
Okay. 1704 says, we can read, the provisions of the implied consent law, ORS 483-634-2-646, except subsection 3 of 634 and 642, do not apply to any civil action, suit, or proceedings of any criminal action other than a violation of 992, which is CUIF.
Remember, change that law.
Or a similar municipal ordinance. Okay, I don't have any more. Okay. Apply to and instead of being insured by the court to limit the introduction of otherwise counsel. Okay. Now, the drafting comment says that 642 is not a limitation upon the introduction of evidence in any proceeding. In fact, subsection 2 provides that, quote, nothing in this section is intended to limit the introduction of any counsel. Thus, including it as an exception to the provision in this bill that the implied consent law, quote, shall not be construed to limit the introduction of evidence, quote, is at best unnecessary and would probably create difficult problems of construction. Accordingly, and the 483-642 should be divided from line 6 of the bill, which is very simple, isn't it?
But it's simple.
You don't want to help with
it. Get down to this place, I need one.
Okay.
want to thank you all for all your consideration the last 2 days on my bill.
For the sake of the court, who are doing the review. Why confuse the court with giving him a different kind of review than the two ACAs, than they'd be giving in all other ACAs? I mean, that's the reason why we put the language in the first place, because his language is just with himself as a
does more nearly conform to the federal
thing. You know, I think the language lifts right out of the Clause 13.
Do you follow your the objection rather? He's saying that when we put this language in, the judge put in to conform to a few procedures under the administrative procedures act, right? Steve?
Yeah.
And by changing it, you have a different procedure for appeals under
1213
and you do now under 1100.
Here's the thing. Let's say we've got two administrative procedures coming up. One coming out of the Board of Pharmacy. And the other one coming out of the PUC, one right after the other. And the court says, well, this is not scope of review in the Board of Pharmacy in the ACA. And then we look at the PUC for scope of review in the system. Why did they make that difference?
Sure.
I'm assuming that there is a difference.
Well, that's a big deal.
I would presume that unreasonable or unlawful is something that sort of comprehends all these things that are when the standard review is that the order is unreasonable or unlawful, presumably the court goes through and says, well, is it unconstitutional? Is there erroneous or invalid procedure, you know, that kind of thing. And presumably what runs through his mind when he tries to decide if the order is unreasonable or unlawful.
I have no questions and I don't get an answer.
Well, I think the reverse is true. I think that if I recall correctly, and we didn't spend a lot of time on this, but I remember we were a little perplexed why you changed it.
And I think they made it consistent so that we would relieve the court from this problem, and so we couldn't just so some litigious attorney for the railroad or the attorney general couldn't use this as a contention. But this is a different scope of review than we've given under the ACA and takes the thing all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
If there isn't any distinction between them, I prefer having the scope of review here. I mean, you can only give it to the ACA and you know this to the ACA and the ACA.
I have no fixed. We just took the recommendation of the Law Improvement Committee and felt this is a better approach than your amendment, but
I know you're going to be excited about the
review. Yeah, I do.
Okay. How about the exclusion? What kind of tactics is the driver trying to get out of the exclusion?
What is that?
The exclusion is by January 5th, January
65. Oh, yeah. That's motor carrier,
huh? There's one for, there's a weight mount pad.
Look at page 97. We'll tell you
about it. Right. Same thing.
What?
They're weight mile packs, but they're motor carriers. Not really.
Oh, okay.
That's
part of the
This is for purposes of conforming with something that's already passed.
So how many 68 after those kind of plans, if they're not out yet, you don't have central 368, but that's the farming.
But you don't know why there's 200 or something, 265, or 250?
Well, it's the map, chapter 181, which is already passed both houses and signed by the government. Chapter 181, section 1, Oregon law, central 368. And I don't have 368, so I
don't
know.
Oh,
I want you to talk about it. That's good. I'm going to
No.
Want to do the same thing?